セラサターンしろ。
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shiro Show. The show of Shiros. Why do I have the chat twice in here? No, go away. Welcome. We love you guys. How's it going? I am Patrick Trinoco, and this is my co-host, Dan the Man. Dan, whatever, Danthrax. Danthrax, Manthrax, Manthrax.
Hi, welcome to the Shiro Show, as I tried to say.
Yep, welcome to the Shiro Show, Dan the Man. Danny the Manny.
Nice hoodie, Pat.
Oh, yeah, you like my night thing?
It's great.
You know what anime it's from?
It's great. No, I don't.
All right. Well, anybody can guess the
anime.
You
look like a bear, though. You look like a Kuma.
I am a Kuma.
Okay.
I'm just
joking. So I'm probably on the right track. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to our humble show about the Sega Saturn. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. As I was trying to say when I was muted, I'm over here holding down the fort for Saturn Dave. He's not here with us today. He's going to be driving his son to a Boy Scouts meeting. They're having like a camp out or whatever, so that should be fun for them.
He exploded.
But that meant that Dave couldn't join us. I really hope that he doesn't
Dave
explode.
Dave has exploded. But in the meantime, you'll be on the next show put together, but he has exploded. He is no longer a whole Dave. He needs to regenerate, so...
Well, I hope that you know how to put him back together, because I'm not touching that.
I'm always used to it. I have to put together his messes.
Rawr, 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 okay.
Rawr, I'm a bear. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Sorry, that was weird. Anyways,
this show's going off the rails already. Fantastic.
I mean,
hello,
Dave's
everyone.
Dave's not here to crack the whip and get us going.
Yeah.
So we're
well,
off the rails today.
Hello to everybody in chat.
Who's in the chat?
Hello
Let's
to
talk it out.
Fart Daily, best
Gotta
name.
Do
hello
it.
To
Gotta
Wiener
fart
Bob.
Every day. Wiener Bob, the
Next
second best name.
Yeah, exactly. Hello to Tales of Saturn, Neil Henderson, Dragons of Saturn, also known as Mr. Fredrickson. Hello. Retro Games Boy 78, Captain Hawden, Momfus. Hello. Our intrepid producer, Pudgy Bunny, is also in chat. Analog Black Sheep, Frog Bull. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us. Stone Man, Paul Bort. Hello. Let's see,
$2 for Wiener Bob for a cola fund.
Thank you, Wiener Bob. Cola fund?
I don't know what we're buying cola for, but
yeah. But I Tom Fun. Hello, Tom Fun.
Tom,
thanks for joining us,
fun.
Everybody.
Tom, have fun.
Make sure to like the
like,
the
subscribe,
stream and
rate,
share it out.
Comments. Send death
bell,
threats.
I guess whatever.
Dislike whatever you guys think is the fair thing to do.
Yes,
you may do it.
YouTube changed the way it looks, so I have no idea. Oh, it looks like we have 36 people watching. Okay, I had to make chat and hide chat to see that. Now I can't see chat at all. Wonderful. I love you, YouTube. Thanks for making changes constantly that make everything worse. Anyway, so
they added the stone like the stone heart button in the corner, and it doesn't allow me to do admin stuff. So I'm gonna ask YouTube if they could do me a favor and have a way to remove that heart button. Like, I don't know if anybody has it in the corner. It's like a heart.
True.
I'm
yeah,
ask,
that is usually there for me.
I'm gonna ask YouTube to completely remove that, please. Can I please
that
request or someone send me a tutorial on how to block that, because it makes my job as a mod chat harder.
I can't find the like button. Analog Black Sheep said, "Yeah, you have to like hide chat to then see all the stuff that's usually under the video, but now they have recommended other videos under the video." It's
yeah, like I said, it's easier
to
just send a death threat. It's the same thing. So if you guys want to
send
me
please.
A death threat, a SWAT
for,
me. I
for
mean,
legal,
that's equivalent
for,
of a like button.
For legal
I think.
Purposes, he is joking. We are not
joking.
That.
I'm always joking. Always
okay,
the jokester.
So,
always the ever funny one.
I have a pickup to mention. It's once again not a Sega
no,
Saturn thing.
My,
I'm sorry,
I go first, Dan. I go first.
You go first. You want to go first? Okay.
I'm only
go
playing.
Ahead.
I'm only playing.
I'll hold off.
I'm playing.
Go,
I'm playing.
Who's going first?
I want to see you go. I want to see your updates. You got a doll
okay.
in your hand. I want to see it.
I do have a dolly. It's not for Warhammer though. It's a little marine noodle
Ooh.
Topper from My Dress Up Darling,
Ooh,
the
I
anime
like
and manga that I love. Yeah, it's very cool. She's very cute. It's a good size. It's smallish, but not too small. Still a good size. Bunny got it for me. She kind of surprised me with it. So thank you to Bunny. I like it a lot.
Yeah, Analog, you can actually indeed proxy it for a Warlord Titan. I believe that's the equivalent size of Warhammer. So definitely can do
yeah.
that.
if Marine stomp out onto the,
exactly.
the field.
I like great. It though. I like it though. It's really cute. You said it's a noodle topper?
Thanks. Yeah, it's like a category of figure called a noodle topper where the character is usually like sitting. Sometimes they're like sitting, you know, kind of like this with their legs crossed. Sometimes they got their legs dangling down. And the idea is you're supposed to set them on top of a cup noodle. Once you've already like poured hot water into the cup noodle, and you're just letting the noodles like soften in there, letting them cook in the hot water. So all you have the noodle topper sitting on top to keep the lid from like flipping up. But like, I've never been brave enough to actually do that with a noodle topper because it's just a little paper lid, and these figures are actually like kind of heavy. So I feel like they'd just fall in. So I really don't think anyone's actually using these as noodle toppers. I think they just, you know, they just like the aesthetic of a character sitting or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you could just drink the juices from obviously.
But then you don't need to have the figure on top anymore.
I mean, that's it would be in the noodles.
The figure? Yes, the figure would be in the noodles.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, you could drink the juices and the noodles off the figure, but then imagine you're doing that because, oh, man, it fell in, and all of a sudden Pudgy's walks in, you're just drinking noodle juice off of a waifu figurine. It would be... there would be a lot of questions on that day.
That's a new kind of fetish, yeah, I think. But anyway, moving on. That's my only pickup, but I did want to mention that I was playing a good bit of Solar Eclipse this week because Bo Bales found and compiled all the cheat codes that he could find in the game. There are apparently 60 different cheat codes in Solar Eclipse. I have a real copy of the game. Here's my box.
I like
the disc
it.
Is not inside because it's in my Saturn right now.
Yeah. I like it. So did you play that during the solar eclipse?
No, I didn't. I was just taking in the solar eclipse, the actual solar eclipse that went pretty much over my house. So, but that was super cool.
You and Pudge look cute with the glasses on.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I like that.
Yeah, we posted some photos of that on Twitter and Discord and whatnot. So, yeah, the solar eclipse was cool. So it was appropriate to, I guess, play the solar eclipse game. Saturn game. This week. Bo didn't really find too many new codes. It's just that, like, all the cheat codes for Solar Eclipse were scattered in different sources and different magazines and websites all across the internet. So it's nice to have them all compiled in one place. There were, like, two codes that we couldn't find had been published anywhere else. One of them, and both of them, Bo couldn't figure out what they did. So I tried to help out with that when I was, like, playing it and testing them out. One of them, which was Bully. Every cheat code you start out with in Solar Eclipse, you type in like right, down, down, left.
Yeah.
And then you put the rest of the cheat code in. So you do right, down, down, left, and then you spell out Bully. B, up, left, left, Y.
Nice.
And that gives you an invincibility. Yeah, it gives you the invincibility shield power-up, which makes you invincible to like enemy laser blasts, but not collisions. And it only lasts for like 10 seconds, and that fades out. There's a different cheat code that will make you, like, your shields will go down, but once your shields are down, you won't die. So you're like sort of invincible, but in a different way. And it just stays permanent. So it's a little more useful.
No, that makes sense.
The other cheat code, which is like right, down, down, left. And then you type in Raz, right, A-Z-Z. I couldn't figure out what that does. Bo doesn't know what it does.
Oh,
maybe someone
Bob,
can figure it out.
Bob got it. He didn't get the because it's from the anime Himoto Umaru-chan. I didn't know what you meant. Oh, you got that. Okay, yeah, he got that. But it's from the anime. Have you ever seen that one? Himoto Umaru-chan?
No, I've never even heard of it.
It's the one with the gremlin looking character. She just drinks cola, and basically the plot of it is that she's like a popular girl, good at all the stuff. And then she comes home and she's like turns into a gremlin gamer thing. It's really cute.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But yeah, I got that one, Bob. That's funny.
Is it like an older anime, or when did it come out?
It came out in 2015.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say it's older. I don't know. Is that old?
It's not old. No, not old. It's not like a recent, like, last few years type anime. It's almost 10 years old, but okay.
But Wiener Bob did get it. Wiener Bob did get the reference.
I'm glad somebody did. And thanks again for the $2 in that reference that was lost on us, even the person who was supposed to get it.
Yeah, I'm a bad Umaru-chan fan.
No, it's okay. Sorry,
you're
in the
garbage. I'll have to take this off right now. I'm just joking. I'm naked underneath this. So let's not do that.
Okay. So what did you do this week, Pat? Or what were your pickups?
I do it all. Dan's like, never mind.
Here
then.
We are.
All right. So basically, my first pickup was this. I went out with a friend on Saturday, and we went to Zia and stuff. And then I picked this up. I saw this on the rack. It was like, I was like, oh my gosh, because I love Umuro-chan. It's one of my favorite animes of all time. We're walking, obviously not enough to get the reference, but you know, still enough. But we're walking around, and like, I saw this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this. Because she's like, the anime is like, she is like, this is in a cape form, but like, it was like a onesie pajama thing. And I'm like, absolutely, I'm getting it. So I went and bought it. And yeah, this is my massive pickup. I wear this to, honestly, I wear this to bed. I don't even put the covers on me. I just like pretty much have my bed made, and I fell asleep with my bed made and fall asleep on this, and it's perfect. So
it looks comfy. It looks comfy.
Yeah, because I wrote in the chat, I actually don't have access to my keyboard. Wiener Bob, if you put the full name of the thing into the chat, I'd appreciate that.
You don't have access to your keyboard. What are you doing over there?
I have to, like, stretch, and I have to look it up, too, so I don't want to do that. I'm lazy.
Just slide over here on the couch and just use my keyboard. Ooh, I've got one over here.
Slide around. I slide close to you with my hoodie on, me without clothes underneath this.
No, I'm sure, God, I'm sure you,
I'm sure you would really appreciate that.
Yeah, I really would. Anyway, did you play any Saturn games this week, Pat?
I did. I was messing around with my Saru, actually. I actually got so I did something big, so I got a label for mine. I know I've been talking about the label for a while.
Oh, yeah, the Saru cartridge, yeah.
Yeah, and I finally got a label I was happy about. The Saru cart, yeah. But yeah, let me show you my label that I decided on. I think everyone will like it a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's dark. Need a flashlight. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's the it was like a little Photoshop. I think, did you make this Photoshop, Pat, or did someone make it for you?
I made it myself.
Okay, yeah, you made it. So yeah, it's he kind of Photoshopped like a Saturn graphic that showed like Sarah, Brian from Virtua Fighter, and a baseball player, and what was the third character? I can't remember.
Baseball man.
No, besides Baseball Man.
Cop Dude?
Hop Dude?
Cop Dude.
Oh, yeah, Virtual Cop Guy.
Cop Man,
so he
9000.
He put his face, my face, and Dave's faces over them for anyone watching on the podcast. So, yeah, it's a funny little graphic. That's cool. Although, I think you really should have used the Mr. Bones one that Pudgy Bunny made for you.
No.
That would have been perfect for you, Pat. You know it.
But no, I also got the good thing is that I was only the only one I got of it. I have four more of these, so I don't know if I want to give these away as prizes or maybe give these to you guys. Maybe give one to you, Dan, the man, since it's your face on there. If you want one.
I suppose, but I don't have a Saru. I wasn't really planning on getting a Saru. Like, I'm pretty happy with my Satiator. But, I mean, I guess I could put down, like, a memory cartridge or something, huh? If I ever get one.
Yeah, unfortunately, we actually got stuff. So what happened is that we ordered the how do I get the name of it? We ordered this when we ordered the Saru cards. We got it from that specific store. It was like called something Paradise. Let me get the name of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, Retro Game Paradise. I think.
Retro Game Paradise. When we ordered the Retro Game Paradise off the AliExpress, we actually got that, and unfortunately, they sent both of them to Dave's address, despite us saying we want sent to our separate addresses. So, I went to Dave. So we were kind of a bit saddened about that.
They worked with you. Like, didn't they fully refund one of them?
Yeah, they fully refunded, and they sent us something amazing. If I can get it up in chat, I'll have the image because I have to get it ready for that. But they actually sent us like these cartridges and labels for it, like just a ton of them. I was really shocked. Like, we didn't advertise it either. Right. We weren't like, hey, we're Shiro, we're buying it because, you know, give us free stuff. Yeah. They just sent it to us, and I was like, all right. So actually, why don't I just do this? I'm really dumb
Alex
sometimes,
Moff
Dan.
CK said, I had to get a Saru just from pure curiosity. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of the hot item, I think, in the Saturn community right now as far as, like, peripherals and hardware and stuff goes.
But yeah, they actually sent us...
Don't blame you.
Sent us that in the mail, so that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's all your different shells and stickers and stuff. That's nice. Yeah, exactly. I like the Sakura Shinguji stickers. Those are nice.
Yeah, they're really cool looking.
Good. They all look good, though, all the stickers. There's a Tokimeki Memorial one there. Sticker, that's good.
Oh, wait, it's not showing. One of those. That's weird. It's not showing the zoom and I did on. That's weird. But yeah, oh, that's because it opened up,
it opened up in a tab.
That's why. I'm dumb. But yeah, here he goes. Got this cool one from Tokimeki. Got this, the Sagata, got this cool other one.
Ticket to Sanshiro.
Got this one of Sagata with an autograph on the side. Got Sanic. Nice. You got Sakura Sanguchi. Is that her name?
Shinguchi.
Getting that Gucci. All that Gucci.
Alex asked, was the PCB beveled on yours? I think it was.
Yes,
right,
it was indeed.
Yeah.
I can look at it right now. It looks slightly beveled. It's kind of hard to see, but it was. There is a slight bevel on it, though. So it's beveled to the slightest. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Retro Game Paradise. They hooked us up. They gave us the good stuff. So I really appreciate them doing that for us.
Double Dime says, I agree. Mr. Bones all day. See, you got to do it. Double Dime says
that
so.
That sounds like a Double Dime ban to me.
No, we can't ban
double
him. He's running
double ban. Double ban.
Speaking of which, we have some announcements to make here.
After
for
my next one.
Oh, you have one more thing. Okay. See, this was a perfect transition. You're ruining it. Come on, Pat. Let's
sorry.
Go. What
anyways,
you got?
I finally listened to Dan. I got a Sumo Orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do need to go over this. Definitely. Yeah. Sumo Orange.
You can't see it now. It's hidden on my body. You don't know where the Sumo Orange went.
It blends right in with your hoodie. But so how did you like it? You had one for your birthday, right? Happy birthday, by the way. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Say happy birthday, everybody in chat, to Pat.
Or say F you as well. You could do that. That's acceptable.
Don't do that, please.
That's example. Pokey Orange. Yeah, it is a Pokey Orange. I can do something like this. Like put it in my shirt and just...
No, no.
There we go.
No, we're going to get banned by YouTube. This is something we're going to find. Let's see what's happening here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We're getting banned for sure.
I need to be able to, make him invisible. I need to run the show one of these days so I can just keep control of what's happening here.
Thank you, everyone, for the birthday wishes. Much obliged. Much appreciated.
Your sumo?
So here's my feedback on it. I liked you, Pat. There you go. Thank you. Did your package come? I get a package. But it honestly, it was easy to peel. Oh, $10 birthday bucks. Thank you, Wiener Bob.
Thank you,
$10 donation.
$9.99.
Much love. We lost people from that pokey joke. But yeah, like I said, I liked it. It was easy to peel. That was my favorite part of it. I usually have a hard time peeling oranges, but these ones
were
pretty
easy to peel.
So that was really cool. I tasted it, and it tasted a little bit better than the regular orange, but I prefer the tartness of the blood orange is my opinion.
Blood oranges are so tart, though.
Like the tartness of it. That's what I enjoy of it. So
you're a big fan of sour candy too, then, is
that
it?
Yeah, sour candy.
Okay, that makes sense. Bit... Yeah, but but you still agree that sumos are really good and they're better than regular orange.
They are better than regular orange. We can
very
agree
good.
On that. I definitely prefer them to oranges.
Okay, good. You are human. That makes sense. That checks out.
The thing I was worried about, though,
is not brought to you by Big Sumo, but we are accepting sponsorships.
If you type in the hashtag PokePatrick into their chat, you get 10% off your next order of Sumo oranges.
Yeah. Hashtag PokePat.
But either way was good. I saw them at my grocery store. It was really cool. I was like, the things that I wasn't sure if it was Sumo oranges, like Sumo mandarins or something. It wasn't like. Correct. It was a weird name for it. It wasn't Sumo Orange. It was Sumo something. So it was really weird. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that. So, but for the most part, they were good. I enjoyed them, and they were delicious.
Good.
My ears are reacting to the green screen. Oh, I guess it's fuzzy ears.
Yeah.
It's the ears. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. It is a little fuzzy. It's kind of...
I'm always fuzzy.
Moving a little bit.
But yeah, let me actually check my mail real quick and see, because apparently Dave sent me some. So if you want to talk a little bit or something while I'm gone, real quick.
Are you leaving? Is it all? Oh, that's fine. I can make the Saturn online tournament announcement.
Okay. The thing is, I need to control the image, so I'll launch up the prizes that you guys will get.
Yeah, Dave does that. Put that on screen.
I need to. I actually need to. open up Discord. So Dan's gonna disappear real quick while I do this because I have to open up the link because I forgot to do it. There we go. Open browser. Okay, we'll go back to that. Okay, well, we should be good now. Dan should be back to his original position. There we go.
Yay.
Yeah, I'll open that up. Okay, let's see here.
Okay, I did try to warn Pat ahead of time about this.
I'm dumb though, so
I really did.
I'm dumb.
It's okay.
All right, great. But yeah, let me get my package. You can explain the coolness while I go outside in public with this on.
Okay, have fun. I'll hold down the fort. So Double Dime sent me a little message they wanted me to relay to everybody. He said, congratulations to Mixion again for winning the Saturn Bomberman tournament. The sixth online Shiro Saturn tournament will be... so that was the fifth one. And congratulations on that. So he's announcing that the next one, which will be our sixth, will be for Puzzle Bobble 3. The Bubble Dragons, Bub and Bob, are the only ones you're allowed to use for this tournament. This time around, we're sticking with Western Hemisphere players only to help with connection speeds. We can do a separate Eastern Hemisphere tournament, he said, as well, if there is enough player interest. We're going to shoot for 16 players again. First 16 to sign up, but we can go up to 32 players if the whole Western Hemisphere roster is down to party. Like last time, participants have 1 week to schedule their matches and another week to complete them. Make sure to only choose the Bubble Dragons, the default choice, to keep things fair. You can either do just one set or best of three. And Double Dime says, hope everyone is ready to bust a move. Also, as you see on screen, the images here are of the Netlink playable patch and the Sega Saturn networks. Hat, and these are the prizes that you can win if you win this tournament. This patch and hat are going to be sent out, I assume they're going to be sent to Mixion, since he won our Bomberman tournament. And anyone, if you happen to prevail in our Puzzle Bobble tournament, then you'll get those for yourself. So, yeah, good luck to everybody. Just where's the form? So there isn't a form, Dragons of Saturn. What you want to do is just go into the, I believe it's the online tournament channel in the Shiro Discord server, which I know you're in that. And you can just say, hey, I want to be in the tournament. Just voice what you want. And then Double Dime and the other tournament organizers will get you in there and you'll be good to go. So, and if anybody is watching and you have not... Hello, welcome back, Pat. If you have not joined our Discord server, I will post a link in chat in just 2 seconds. And you can follow that and join our Discord server and, join the conversation. Do a lot of good discussions about Saturn and other Sega consoles and random music... recommendations and anime recommendations, that sort of thing.
Anime, Poke recommendations.
Yes. So, as you missed, Pat, but we're going to be playing Puzzle Bobble 3 for our online tournament. Starting, as soon as we get 16 players signed up. So, that could be pretty quickly. So, everybody needs to get in there. Did you get your mail? Did you get anything?
No, I did not. I just got an offer for Discovery for a credit card.
Well, it's not exciting.
It is not. No, it is not indeed exciting. So, yeah, unfortunately, nothing delivered yet. It's probably not going to be delivered till the afternoon. So I'll have to keep the package sealed. My neighbor did inform me that I looked quote unquote cute in this. So that was fun.
Nice. You do, Pat. You look very cute in your little Kuma jammies.
Yes, that's I walked to my mailbox with this in it. So. Mm.
That's very brave.
So thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dave, for making me walk outside of my house to my mailbox to listen to my neighbors giggling. That's all cool, Dave. I'm usually the neighborhood embarrassment anyways, so.
Dave goes, happy birthday all the same.
I know, I'm late playing. It's all good. It's all good. My neighbors know I'm a psychopath, so it's all good. I'm used to it. But yeah, I'm super excited. Fantastic. You told them about the awesome prizes they can be getting.
Yes. Yeah. The patch and the hat. They look cool.
Nice. They look really cool.
And I think isn't it Moose Track who makes those?
Yeah, Moose Track does. They're really cool.
makes them in donuts. Does he do both the patch and the hat, or is it just the
patch?
He does
both.
He does both. They look awesome, and he just donates them. That's just something that he does. So big thank you to Moose Track for making these and, you know, giving people, you know, some kind of a prize for playing in these tournaments. It's pretty fun.
No, much appreciated. It's I'm liking the comments. Tom Flaneers make you look huggable, and plays like he always huggable. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words, for the huggableness. I strive myself on being the cutest possible I can on the show, so that is... Yeah. That
you,
is my
you
goal.
Sure do succeed.
Thank you. I'm glad people want to hug me. That is very humbling. But yeah.
All right. So
anyways,
there you go. That's
yeah.
Big,
get your hat. Get your ass online. Get your hat
online
ready.
News.
We did ship out the final Netlink browsers.
Right. Yeah.
The Netlink things
Dragon
today.
The X-band modems with the line modems.
Those things keep drooping down on me.
Nighty Dragon tested all those and sent them out to, it's another round of 10 to everybody
yep.
who signed up for them and bought them.
They'll be coming
so
your way.
I'm one of them, so I'm very excited.
Get
to
ready
get that
for Mortal Kombat, Dan.
Yeah, I hope that the tunnel software is going to run well on my little netbook, because if it doesn't, I'm going to have to figure something else out and like bring my Saturn up to my desktop PC up on my office on the second floor. I don't know. I'm going to figure something out.
Yeah, it would not be a fun time. You don't want to do that.
Or I'll just buy a second Saturn. You know, that's fine.
Just install a second Saturn in your house. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, just two Saturns.
Oh, no. He didn't ship Dan's. He threw
then
yours
I'll
in
need
the...
Through.
We threw yours in the trash.
You know, he
I'm
didn't
ship...
Well, hold on. Dave just said he didn't ship Dan's. I thought Knight was just kidding when he said he didn't ship mine on Discord earlier today.
I think he was pulling my leg.
He actually did send mine. Am I the only one who's not getting one here?
I think he was joking. I think you did get yours.
No, now that Dave's saying it, Dave never jokes.
Well, now
about
Dave's
it.
Messing
I,
with
I
you.
No, Dave never messes with me.
Dave just he's.
I believe everything he says.
Yeah, he was. I believe everything Dave says too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a trustworthy guy like that. So I guess I'm not getting one. I'm very sad. Everyone else, enjoy yours. I'll
yeah.
just be...
Dan could go cry. Dan's going to cry.
I'm going to cry. So Double Dine says in chat, Moose is the best. We are paying him for these, by the way. Oh, we are. Okay. Well, that's good. He deserves it.
Yeah, we are giving him money.
Shiro is taking care... Okay, Shiro's taking care of most of the bill. But I also tossed him some cash for his hard work. Well, that's super nice of you, Double Time. That's super nice of you.
Exactly.
Love you, Dan. Love you too,
we make
Dave.
Sure that we make sure that he's serviced correctly. Trust
oh,
no
boy.
One.
Okay.
Don't trust Patrick. I am a horrible person. It is confirmed I am the worst person on the show.
Do we want to get into the news for this week?
No.
The Saturn news. We do have Saturn
no.
news. Please
no.
stop being contrarian.
No. Okay. Let me do the news. Let me get the news. The news,
yeah, bring up the news.
I'm the news. I'm the news. I'm the news. I'm the news. Oops, I just crashed my browser. That was
oh,
weird.
Good. Well, I've got my browser up, so I can at least start talking
yeah.
about it. We have our first thing up is that the Yaba Sanshiro Saturn emulator has applied to the Apple App Store. So Saturn emulation may be coming to your iOS devices soon. Apple updated its App Store submission guidelines last Friday, so a week from today when this is recorded and streamed, to include rules for game emulators applying to the store. It says in part that retro game console emulator apps can offer download
my
games.
Bad. I didn't open
and
the
developers.
Article. Sorry.
Okay, and developers are responsible for all such software offered in your app, including ensuring that such software complies with these guidelines and all applicable laws. So basically they're saying, okay, don't do anything illegal, but you can put an emulator up on our app store if you want. So that led Miax, the developer of Saturn emulator, Yaba Sanshiro, to apply for the app store. He said on Twitter, when you apply for this, what's going to happen? I think he means like, what's the worst that can happen? You know, they can say no, which wouldn't be the first time.
Well, yes.
They
could say yes.
Said no. They could say yes, and that would be awesome.
I mean, they might say no, but they might say yes. I mean, there's a inherent risk there to what
we may as well give it a shot. I don't know if it even costs money to do, but I know
hey,
that
man,
it takes
nice
a little
shot.
Bit for it to possibly get approved. But anyway, yeah, so he has been rejected before by Valve's Steam platform on PC. He tried to get Zemular on there, just like I think isn't Beetle Saturn or something like that on there already?
I think so.
Do you think that they would allow Yabusanchiro? But no, they said no and didn't really give much of a reason. They said it was not a good fit for Steam. So hopefully he'll have better luck with Apple, of all people. Val's favorite company, by the way. For a long time, Apple has banned emulators from their platforms. But it seems that their stance on them is changing in response to pressure by the European Union and the United States over antitrust concerns. As suggested by Emma Roth in her story for The Verge, the EU has strong-armed Apple into allowing third-party storefronts recently, and the U.S. filed a lawsuit that accused the company of blocking apps that stream games from the cloud, even though Apple reversed course on that earlier this year. I think they're still suing them for having blocked them before reversing course.
You gotta do for litigation.
Yeah. So the knock-on effect of that governmental pressure is that it may work out in Yabusanchiro's favor. So that would be cool. Even though Yabusanchiro does have like a Windows PC version, it's not being actively updated anymore. It hasn't been updated in more than a year. Miax's focus has always been on mobile, or Miax. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I don't say it either. I'm saying Mia.
His focus has always been on mobile platforms, on Android, and he has allowed had like a way for you to kind of sideload Yabusanchiro onto iOS devices using something called the Alt Store. But if he actually gets onto the real App Store, that would be a lot better. It'd be more official. There you go. We'll have to keep an eye out and see if he actually gets applied. And if he does, we'll have another story up with a link to the page and how you can download it to your iPhone or your iPad.
I'm excited. It's going to be sweet. I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, because I have an iPhone. It's streaming me right now. So it would be pretty cool to actually play some Saturn games on my iPhone. Hopefully there'll be an easy way to load on games that I definitely legally own, like Solar Eclipse, on there to play. So.
No, for sure. No, hopefully you'll be able to play that. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
So we can move on to Peter's Best of Saturn article this week. Go ahead, Pat.
Alrighty, let's go move on to... Actually, let me just...
Did you zoom in on my face again?
No, why are you saying that?
Because I saw it for just a split second when I switched back to YouTube.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
I think you do.
No.
Chat, was he misbehaving? Was he putting my face real big on screen? I know you'll rat him out.
Didn't zoom in enough. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't zoom in at all. There's no.
He's always misbehaving.
There's no zoom in at all. I swear. I was kind to Dan and his picture on the thing. I didn't zoom in too much. I didn't zoom in at all.
At all. Oh yeah. Okay. I definitely believe you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Not.
So Virtua Cop is our Best of Saturn this week. Go ahead.
Why did he comment? I saw somebody comment something dumb and just deleted immediately. That was pretty funny. All right. Anyways, Virtua Cop. So whoever, raise your hand if you don't know what this game is. I didn't think so. So Virtua Cop, everyone knows Virtua Cop. One of the highly anticipated light gun shooters that pretty much inspired a ton of other ones.
This is actually one of the best of Saturn games.
It actually is the best of Saturn, if not the best on Saturn. The best only Dan's, disappointing only Dan's.
This is the best of Saturn for Pandemonium, for our fellow
Shiro. He did a 3-hour documentary on that, you know?
Yeah,
basically,
that's all.
You know, this game came out,
it is awesome.
A little bit. Game came out in 1995 and is part of the big three of Christmas, which is Sega Rally, or was it Daytona? Sega Rally or Daytona, I forgot. Oh. Virtua Fighter.
No, it was Sega Rally.
Sega Rally, yes. Daytona, and then Virtua Cop, the big three.
No, Daytona was the launch.
Sega Rally, Virtua Fighter, and Virtua Cop.
Virtua Fighter 2. Virtua Cop, Virtua Fighter 2, and Sega Rally were the big three for Christmas 1995.
It was James' favorite too, but yeah, this is really big.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, there is a showcase what the Saturn had over the PlayStation, which was quite a lot. It's a pretty faithful adaptation from the arcade version. There are some slight differences, But, like, I don't want to go through all of them in the show. Pandemonium did a whole documentary on that. So if you guys want to know what's the big differences in, from the arcade versus the system, you go up. But I think essentially just some ways that glass in the clouds are shown is one of the big ones and some of the pop-in. So besides that, pretty much a fully polygons with ever-changing zooms perspective. I believe it's a solid 60. I believe
60 frames a second.
I believe. So it's a really impressive game. It's an amazing multiplayer game. So many difficulties, so much challenges, and of course, a multiplayer action that's fun. That can like pretty much keep you on the edge of your seat and having fun the entire time. Highly recommend to play it. If you haven't played Virtua Cop and you own a Saturn, I don't know why you haven't, but
it's one of the first ones you got to try, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
you
like
those, that big three we mentioned. You know, try out one of the Virtua Fighters, try out one of the two Virtua Cops. You know, and then you got to play a little Sega Rally, not to mention a little Daytona. I would personally, you know, recommend, of course, Fighting Vipers and Daytona Championship Circuit Edition. But that's just me and my weird tastes.
Virtua Cop is awesome, Dan.
I think I prefer Virtua Cop 2 more because I like the branching paths. I guess I like the scoring system a little better. But Virtua Cop 1 is still awesome, of course.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, great game.
Awesome.
Yes.
But yeah, highly recommend playing Virtua Cop. Fun game. 10 out of 10. Definitely think it's probably my third favorite light shooter between House of the Dead 1 and 2, and then Virtua Cop.
Nice. Wiener Bob said, that's the first game I ever saw being played on the Saturn.
It's definitely a good one.
Yeah. Memphis said, oh, remember that sweet triple release? It was a release that made me decide for the Saturn. There you go. It worked with Memphis, made him want a Saturn.
Yep. Compton said he used to have a legal copy of Virtua Cop. Where did it go? Well, you can get it not legally somewhere pretty easily. I mean, you get it legally.
You could get another copy.
It's a cheap copy.
It's not
expensive. It's not like a $100 game yet.
Eventually, inflation will get it there. $100 would be like $10 today.
Exactly. We're in the end times, people. We're in the end times.
Oh, yeah, you say he's got an instantiator. There you go.
Nice.
Mr. Redrickson said, I have one. It's a great game to own. It sure is.
It is.
It's one of the first ones that I got when I first got a Saturn in 2018. I was like looking around, okay, so what are like some of the like really good Saturn games that are like the most affordable? And Virtua Cop was one of the first ones that I got. So, and somehow I ended up with two manuals for Virtua Cop. So I'm sending one to Malenko. He asked for it because he didn't have one. So I'm going to try to pop that in the mail tomorrow.
Khan said, Chrono Lee sent two Stunners to Dragons a few weeks ago. I don't know if he means which Dragons. Dragons of
Saturn. Probably means Dragons of Saturn.
Or does he mean Knight of Dragon, one of the two?
He means Dragons. I think he means Mr. Fredrickson.
Okay. Is that Mr. Fredrickson? Yep. Okay, that was him. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Enjoy your light gun action. Send videos or pictures in the chat.
You know, It just occurred to me that, like, I can finally play light gun games again on my Saturn because I had my Saturn hooked up to an HDTV for the longest time, and now I, you know, hauled a little CRT up from the basement in the living room, so I can use that to play Virtua Cop and House of the Dead and whatnot again. So I'm actually kind of excited. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that now.
Do it.
Because I do miss light gun games. The only thing is that, like, I use a mouse a lot for work, so my right hand, my index finger and my middle finger, I do so much like clicking with a mouse that
with your right hand,
I can't
right?
do yes I can't do a whole lot of like light gun playing anymore.
No,
like it kind of hurts after, like, we have to fire really fast, you know.
I know
do
it's
well.
you gotta
actually gets kind of painful in my old age.
No, my so fingers ache after a while after I use light gun. It like aches, like you just keep pulling and squeezing, and it's just like, like, honestly, you should do the cheat thing. Turn on the cheat one. I actually have two light guns. I have the one that's like the was it the 2-on-1?
Yeah, I have two light guns.
Oh no,
I just have two regular like black Stunners I imported from Japan.
Oh no, I have the orange one. And I have the one that's like a 2-for-1. It's like it works for both the PlayStation and Saturn. Mm. I actually prefer that one over the other one because the cord is a lot longer. And it's a lot nicer. I like it. It feels, and it has a lot of the cool macros where it's like, oh yeah, you can hit it, and then you can just like hold the button down and shoot, and it auto reloads.
Nice. Frogbull asked me in chat, do you use a vertical mouse, Danthrax? No, I don't even know what a vertical mouse is. I just use a regular looking mouse.
I think it's like a mouse that's like this way. It's like on its side. It's like a big like long, like this, and you just like move it back and forth like that. It's kind of weird. I'm not a fan of it. I'm a fan of my traditional mouse. Almost. Yeah, here's my go-to mouse is my favorite mouse of all time, the Microsoft Sidewinder. This is my favorite mouse of all time. I have three of them. I think I bought four of them in my life. One of them's dead. The other one's somewhere else. But yeah, I am Crowley, a big fan of that.
Yeah, Crowley said Area 51 is okay. I do like Area 51. I have a little bit of a soft spot for that because that was a game that I played in like a campground. At a campground, they had like a little arcade. So I played that when I was a kid. And I got like an issue of Tips and Tricks magazine when I was a kid that like did like a whole like walkthrough of the game, and I kind of poured over that when I was a kid. I didn't get magazines too often, so
yeah,
I would really pour over them. So yeah, I like Area 51. I like that it's on the Saturn, too. Moose Track said Maximum Force is low key awesome. Yeah, that's like the spiritual successor to Area 51, not counting, I guess, Site 4 for Area 51. But Maximum Force is actually on the Saturn, too. And I haven't tried it. I've never played it. So I definitely need to try that.
The one liking game I keep thinking of that always makes me giggle is, I don't know if you ever remember, it was like called Police Academy or Police Training Simulator or something like that.
No.
It was like this one.
Like,
it's
like an arcade?
Yeah, it's like an arcade game. Like it's like training for the police. Like it's like a virtual thing. But me and my brother were playing it, and we were like, I think it was after some events, but we played it where it's like we just shot all the citizens, but like the real police training simulator.
Oh geez,
it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I didn't mean to get political.
Good
sorry.
Good memories with your brother.
Political, yeah. I love my brother. He actually got me a gift today. He got me a thing of Kriegers from Warhammer, like little dollies, little model dollies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got a little box of it, the Kriegsmann. It's in the thing. I'm not going to get up and grab it again because
that's fine.
I did that already. But yeah, thank you to my brother Sean. It's a little Kriegsmann, little cool box. It's called the Veteran Guardsman. So thank you. I'm glad I have those.
Captain Houghton said, instead of camping, Dan was playing video games. Sounds like me. Yeah, no, I didn't get much of a chance to play in the arcade. But it's like my parents always like, give me some quarters and, you know, give me a half hour to like run around in there once a camping trip. There are games in there, and that's where I played Darkstalkers the first time too. That's why I've been at Darkstalkers.
Oh yeah, like those KOA, things. Is that what you did? The campsites where they have the arcades in it. I remember.
No, it was just a camp. It was like a state park, and they had like a commissary where you go to, you know, like pay for your site and buy some food and some memorabilia and stuff. And then it's like attached to the camp commissary was a little arcade room. Where they had a bunch of cabinets, so I just kind of like pop over there.
Yeah, no, they had at the KOA I went to. It's like a Campground of America thing. I think that's the name of it. But
okay,
but yeah, they had an arcade there. That's actually where I played. I remember it had Madden Blitz, at that police training simulator. It had a Virtua Fighter. It had MVC1. It's really cool. I liked it.
It was a good arcade.
It's a pretty good arcade. I actually love NFL Blitz. I hate football, but I love NFL Blitz. So yeah,
Crowley was kind of trying to name all the Lycan games on the Saturn because there are not a whole lot. That is true.
He's missing
he says
Crypt
Killer. Yeah, Maximum. He is. I was about to say Maximum Force, Area 51, Virtual Cop 1 and 2. Scud might use the game too. Scud the Disposable Assassin does use the Lycan optionally. And you are missing House of the Dead, which is a pretty big one.
He's missing the most important one.
And there's also like a Japanese exclusive one that's. Oh, there's Death Crimson, of course. There's
How
Death
do you
Crimson.
Miss Death
that
Crimson?
Actually
the
was the
best
one I was thinking of.
Wow. That's it. Sorry,
too.
Guys. Dan has earned Tacked the in. Shadow Realm treatment.
What a terrible Saturn show
Uh-oh.
We have here. We
Let
didn't
me...
even mention Death Crimson.
Uh-oh. I can't find this thing.
There's
Uh-oh.
Another
Shadow
one
Realm,
like
he
a,
goes. Dave,
like
Dan has entered the Shadow Realm.
Okay.
He is gone forever.
What is that Japanese exclusive game where you play, or is that an FPS I'm thinking of? I thought it was a Lycan game though, where like you play as like a SWAT team member.
Oh.
You're trying to save people. It might be an FPS.
No,
actually,
I remember
Hakaider.
That's a Lycan game. Hakaider. That's the.
Oh, that is a Lycan game. That is not the other one I was thinking of. But you're
but
right.
But Hakaider, you missed
game.
That one too. Do you need to get the Shadow Realm again, Dan? I will shout around.
Die Hard Trilogy does, one third of Die Hard Trilogy does have a light gun segment. That's true. That's
Crisis Zone was on the Saturn. I don't think it was.
Good call, Dark Savior.
I did like Crisis Zone. That actually is my favorite.
Die Hard Trilogy? Yeah, of course that's on the Saturn.
Yeah, Crisis Zone wasn't, though.
Oh, Crisis Zone, no, because that's a Namco game, and they would never have been caught dead putting a game on the Saturn.
Yeah, the Crisis Zone actually is my favorite Time Crisis game. I just like it because of the giant machine gun they gave you. I love that one. That's the best one, in my opinion. The correct opinion,
actually.
Nice, I do
have that. I do have Crisis Zone. I think I have all of the Time Crisis game. PS2.
Oh, dang, I did not know that.
Yep.
I have to get that.
Yep. Yeah. I have, like, the whole big box and everything.
What happened to David Zaney? Does Snatcher have light gun? Does Snatcher have element light gun? Does Snatcher have light gun elements? UK David Zaney? Do you need me to, are you okay? UK, bro? But yeah, no, Snatcher does have like an element. Snatcher and Police Knots.
There you go. Two more. Even if it's limited. Anyway, so yeah, that's Virtual Cop. It uses the light gun. It's a great Saturn game.
Yeah, okay, my talk of time. Okay, his talk to text was freaking out. I was getting concerned David. I was getting kind of worried. Hopefully.
Glad there's not a health emergency.
Yeah, hoping you're not stroking at your keyboard. And that wasn't a pun. That wasn't a bad pun, I swear. Having a stroke at your keyboard, this is serious medical emergencies. We don't make those kind of jokes on the show ever.
So our next story on the website was actually submitted by one of the Sega guys, Dan the Mega Driver. So thank you very much to him for
Dan the British man
story. The other Dan,
the British one.
Dan. I'm the Ohio Dan. I'm the American
one.
Dan.
Oh, mate, you're gonna get your Sega Saturn.
I'm not going to insult you by doing a terrible British accent.
I went to Japan, got Sega Saturn, and I bought all the games from the shops, from those shoppies.
Yes, Dan visited Japan. So that was super cool. He went there with his family and had a little vacation, and he did this nice write-up about his game-related adventures in Japan. I don't think he spent the whole time doing game stuff.
I would hope
there's a lot more to Japan than just shopping for retro video games, but he did do some of that, and he checked out the arcades.
See if I can get the video
up. And he shot a little video. It's super cool. And I love the part where he kind of does the Like a Dragon fan thing, the Yakuza fan thing, when he went to Kabukicho, which of course is the model for the in-game Kamurocho.
Did he meet Damodene guy?
Dotonbori. Yeah, well, I asked him if he beat up any thugs and defended any old ladies who would reward him with, like a golden plate while he was in Kabukicho, but I don't think he did, sadly. No adventures like that.
He's got some good pickups, though.
Yeah, definitely check out our site and read his story and check out his video that he put up on his
check
YouTube channel.
He's kind of cool.
The Sega guys.
He's a cool dude. He has a channel called The Sega Guys. I don't know if you guys heard of him. It's a good channel. They got some good stuff on there. So
our Dan in Japan. Yeah, good one.
Dan
Neil
in Japan.
Anderson.
I like it. But yeah, it's a really cool video. I really liked him going to the stores. The one thing, there's actually one place I want to do because it was unrelated, but I wanted to start going to Japan, and this video came out and hyped me up. Like, I'm trying to plan it like at 2025. And I know the one thing I really want to do is see the places that were inspired by Soccer Wars, like the theaters.
Oh, yeah, Ueno Park.
Yeah, the
Ueno
Park.
And the Imperial Theater.
The Imperial Theaters, and then like the other one from the Shin Soccer Wars. So I really want to see them.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's
my goal. Yeah, that's something I would want to do. Like, that's two things. Like, it's hard to, like, avoid touristy places when you're going to Japan. Like, there's some things you just want to do. And, like, as a Sega game fan, like, I would want to go to Kabukicho. I would know my way around because I've played those games so much. You know, I'd know what street
I'd
be
able to find the noodle, the brother and sister rice shop.
Yeah, well, I'd be able to find the Don Quixote, too, I'll tell you that much, even though they took that out of recent games. Like, I played enough of the older Yakuza games that, like, I know where that Don Quixote is. I can sing along to this theme song, too, probably, or hum along to it. And then I'd want to go to, like, Ueno Park, because, that's where Sakura Wars starts. That's where, Sakura meets, Ichiro for the first time, so that'd be fun.
I'm excited.
Maybe see the theater. So yeah, that would be super cool if you did that.
I really want to.
And you're going to have to write some up for the website and take a lot of photos and stuff. And, you know, if you do that.
I'll name it Naked in Japan, and I'll just walk around naked in Japan.
Please don't do that. You'll be arrested. No, we'll never see you again.
It'll be a bit. I'll be like the one character, Hard Gay or whatever?
You never saw that one?
It was like that really bad stereotypical character that they had. It aged pretty poorly, but
it sounds like it.
It's pretty famous in Japan. If anybody knows what
you
I'm talking about.
You can be naked if you're at an onsen, though. If you want to go bathing, they'll let you be naked.
I can't,
and they'll
though,
be naked with you.
Because I have tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There, certain places will still let you go in with tattoos. Like maybe some of the saunas and stuff that are at hotels. They might have signs that say if you have a tattoos, you're allowed to go in there. So yeah, you're not completely banned, but that does severely limit.
Wear
where
a skin color bodysuit like George Costanza.
Yeah, I mean they do sell patches. They look like big nicotine patches that you can put over your tattoos, and then you're allowed to go into onsens usually.
Yeah, the thing is that they're nerdy ones. Like there's Detective Conan on my my right shoulder, and then the Foxhound logo on my left shoulder. So they're not even like. I do want to get a giant tattoo on my back, though, eventually.
A big dragon tattoo or a big koi tattoo?
No, that's too typical. I want to do I want to do all the chimera ants from Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, wow, ants. That is unique.
Well, if you ever watch Hunter x Hunter, it's like the chimera ants, like the all those weird creatures, if you look it up. Don't ask him where the Mr. Bones tattoo is. It's on my butt, so that way it's close to the toilet where it belongs.
Oh, God, okay.
Mr. Bones tattoo.
Stuart Stapleton said Pat's in the Yakuza. Yeah, that's what they'll think. They'll think he's in, like, the weebiest Yakuza clan.
Yeah, I just walk in, I'm like, tattoo. I'm here for the bathhouses. I'm just in this hoodie with, like, the tattoos on. I'm
tear
sure
the hoodie off dramatically. Whoosh.
I'm sure they won't mind. I'm the most intimidating weeb kuza. Yeah, pretty much. I'm the most intimidating person that can be with this on. I'm just super intimidating. I'm just gonna. I'm not gonna be able to get to any establishments and look at me. Gonna side eye me like you know. I'm just like the biggest badass. That's what happens. Get Dave's face tattooed. No, I'm not doing that. That's
dumb. My gosh.
I'm not getting...
That would be strange. Get another man's face tattooed on your body.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not going to do Shiro until, like, 30 years. Like, because I'm afraid that I might do something stupid and get kicked out of Shiro, and then I'll have a tattoo of my shame for the rest of my life.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want that.
That is a concern. You don't want to get kicked out.
Haven't you seen the way I act? I mean, it's inevitable that I'm about to be asked to not come back to Shiro.
No, you're the life of the party every week, Pat. I'm sure that you would never be dismissed. From Shiro. You're a vital member.
Watch. This is going to be aged like milk.
Say this as the newest member. Like, what do I know?
And then just gets kicked out immediately, right after the show. Immediate dismissal from Shiro for my conduct, my poor conduct, to reflect on all the Shiros.
So, everybody check out Dan the Mega Driver's Japan visit article on our website. Super cool. And, you know, obviously follow them on X, formerly known as Twitter, and watch their YouTube videos.
Yeah,
they do a
cool.
great job. I like watching the YouTube videos. They put together some fun ones.
Yeah, I have that arcade. What's it called? The Net City. That's what I have in my house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
nice.
I have a Net City. I want to get
bougie.
It's bougie. It is very bougie. I really want to get some of the there's another one with the Net Cities. I do want to get an Astro City eventually, but my roommate says no more arcades or else he's gonna kill me. Like actually like murder me with weapons, so I can't do that anymore. Unfortunately.
Okay, so let's move on to our last news story of week.
We should talk about my roommate killing me some more.
I would rather not. I'd rather move on from that topic, Patrick.
Pat, you got a complete cabinet? Yeah, I got a complete cabinet.
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah, I don't know what he means by complete cabinet. Do you mean like a cabinet that's not working? I don't know.
Maybe it means like, do you just have a board, hooked up to a super gun or something? No, like you have the whole.
I got a whole ass cabinet. I have two cabinets. Yeah. I have the Sound Voltex Z Gear cabinet, and I have the Net City. I'll put it. Yeah, I put a Mister in there. 10 people are hate watching. Did somebody down? And hate watching that aren't having fun. What are you talking about? 10 people hate watching.
Thank you, Max Abramson, for promoting us and asking everybody to like and subscribe. I appreciate it. If everybody could do that, that'd be awesome. Max Abramson.
Who's Max Abramson?
He's a person in our chat.
I don't see him.
He's for some reason his comments got held by the for moderation, so I approved them, but maybe they're just not showing up on your end.
Yeah, no, I see it. Max Abramson. Okay. Sorry, that was weird. Sorry, Max. Don't know what that was about. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But anyway, so let's talk about the Mister.
No.
The Mister got the main branch of the Mister got an update for the Saturn core. Which that was pretty big news because that was a couple weeks ago in late March, March 23rd.
Yeah.
That was the first time that the main branch got a Saturn core update since October. So that's a good 5 months worth of updates. They all got crammed into one big one because up until then, the developer, Sergey Dvodnenko, also known as SRG320, Sergey was posting like smaller updates every few days since the beginning of this year in the Unstable Nightlies channel of the official Mister Discord server. And that meant that Mister users had to like go into that server, manually download the nightly builds. And then, apply them to their misters, put them on there themselves.
You actually have to run an unstable core. It's called the unstable mister core. You had to install that on top of installing the unstable other core. So it was kind of a pain.
Okay. So you can't just be like, you can't just have like your regular mister core and then be putting these unstable nightly updates. You have to wait until these updates get put onto the main branch before you can play them if you don't like run the unstable core.
It's and the last update was in like last of last year, so
right,
it's been
it was October.
Kind of hard.
Yeah, so like there's like a so for people who are just using the main branch of their Mister, this is a massive update. And even for people who are keeping up with the unstable nightlies, there was still like a really big update that went alongside it, and that was a fix to the Garou shading of the Saturn, which of course is a really important technique for 3D games to make them look more 3D, essentially, to just kind of simulate how lighting.
It's Garou shading, is that how it's pronounced?
The polygons. I think so. So I was actually researching this yesterday when I realized, I'm going to have to pronounce this word on stream.
Just say gonad
shading. The French pronunciation is like, it's like glow.
Sounds
very weird in English. So the closest English approximation to that, I think, would be to say Garou.
Mark of the Wolves.
I've seen people say Garod, like pronouncing the D, but I don't think the D is supposed to be pronounced. So I'm going to go with Garou. Maybe Frogbull has some.
Tom
Frogbull said what?
I think honestly,
am
I think...
doing it wrong, Frogbull? I'm sorry, I don't know French.
Yeah, I think gonad shading. Yeah, that's the way you pronounce it.
Gonad shading.
Yeah, gonad
Thank
shading.
Thank you, it's Wiener Bob.
Shade the gonads of all the Saturn models.
Garou.
Gucci shading. Gurad. Garou.
It is Garou. That's okay. So that's what I was
Can
saying.
Can I type
so
in the
Garou.
Chat, Garou, Mark of the Wolves? That'd be great.
I think it's Garou.
Garou, Mark of the Wolves.
Which
Garou,
just
Mark
means
of the
wolf
Wolves.
In Japanese. Anyway, the being able to get the Garou shading right on the Mister Core is a big thing because, I mean, so many games use it, and the way it was broken before, you can see in the image that I posted here, it made things look real
Mark
bad.
The Wolves.
Not going to hit Mark the Wolves. And this image, this comparison, comes from a South Korean Mister user named Sai Barrio. So big thanks to him.
Sai Barrio.
He posted it to X. Sai Barrio. And he did this awesome comparison. It really illustrates how borked the Garou shading was before and how good it looks now.
It looks
good. It looks pretty much spot on. For some reason, it looks slightly brighter than on original hardware, unless that's just his capture setup.
Yeah, it might be a thing. It looks similar, though. It might just be a capture setup thing.
Yeah. So that looks good. And then the most recent core update, which was just this past Tuesday, just a few days ago, fixed how VDP1 uses direct memory access to write to the boundaries between video RAM and the frame buffer. It was made specifically to fix crashes that were happening during battles in Shining Force 3. Users in the Mr. Discord server, like Adventure Taco and Mario, got right to testing out the fix. Mario said, that's two battles with no issues. And with the Garou shading support added recently, I think we finally have a working Shining Force 3.
Ooh, so that's I good like to it, say. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big Saturn game, a big Saturn exclusive that's never been ported anywhere. So, you know, if Shining Force 3 is not only working well and not crashing, but also looking the way it should, you know, that's awesome for Mr. Players.
No, I'm excited.
If anybody wants to support SRG320, please do so at his Patreon, which is patreon.com/SRG320. A lot of people have been helping to support him. He does live in Ukraine, and things are real tough there. But at least he is in a safer part of Ukraine now, which is why he's able to update this core like every few days now.
I'm glad that he was able to update this and get this core updated. And it's in safe hands. I know it's kind of difficult, especially in that area, but I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I actually was playing with it last night. It actually is pretty stable. I like it.
Nice. That's good. Good. Do you use the unstable nightly version or do you just pull from update all?
I pulled from update all for this one.
Okay. Okay. So you've got so you're like current as of like March 23rd when that came out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool though. I liked it.
Cool. Well, hey, whenever the Shining Force 3 fix gets put on to update all, which might be a few months from now, we'll see, or who knows, might be next week, you know, then you'll have to try out Shining Force 3.
I'll try it. I'm excited to play it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I really, really want to play that. I don't know what everyone's saying. Pat's is so a kid. Bigger, look at that beautiful face. The face. I don't, what are you talking about? I'm not, like I said, I'm not egotistical like that. I think Dan is an equally great face of Shiro. I think he has a great face. I love his face. It's really great.
I do what I can with my face existing.
He does have a great face. I like it. But no, like I said, I think I'm excited for the score. I'm excited for the core. Like I said, we played it at Game On Expo, and everyone liked it. Everyone was a big fan of the core. Everyone really enjoyed playing with it. Nobody noticed anything was off about it. So that's what I'm excited about. I actually had a pro Street Fighter Alpha 3 player, Chris Tang play it, and he said he can't even tell. And he's also a big Mr. fan as well. I actually gave him my Mr. Arcade setup so he can put in his arcade board. He's got more use out than me. So shout out Chris Tang. Love you, dude. One of my favorite dudes. He's a really nice dude. I recommend if you know Chris, say hi to him. If you don't say hi to him. But I'd recommend it. I like Chris. He's a nice dude.
The face of Big Sumo. Thanks, Neil Henderson.
You are the face of Big Sumo.
I guess.
Hashtag Big Sumo Dan.
I'm the official Sumo spokesperson.
Sumo Dan, if you will.
That's the Mr. Night Dragon says folks should join my Shining Force 3 Discord to see what I have in store with that game. Yeah, Night Dragon has been working with the team for many years now on translating and fixing little bugs, I think, also translating Shining Force 3 into English. So if you've ever applied that English translation patch to Shining Force 3, you can thank Night Dragon and everybody he works with for that. And they update it pretty much every year. Shining Force 3 and its two sequel, the three parts of it, essentially, the three scenarios, they're so huge. They have so much text that it's taken them years, and they're still tracking down little problems, you know, little bugs and stuff like that. So,
no, I'm excited.
It's awesome that they have stuck with it.
No, I'm excited for sure. I'm really excited for this core, and I'm gonna play it a lot. I'm really excited about it. I really love the core. And yeah, like I said, I really want it to be my main Saturn solution going forward, especially at conventions, because I don't like as much as I like my Saturn, I don't like ripping apart my setup every time I want to go to a convention. Like I have to unplug my RetroTINK, unplug my Saturn, unplug my stuff, and it's just a huge mess. And I have to redo my cabinet each time. So I'm trying for right now to get that all sorted out, and eventually getting a good setup with that and be able to just unplug it and put it in my suitcase. So I'm hoping with the Mister I can do that and don't have to worry about getting original hardware to these conventions. But you never know. I'm hoping next year it'll be a little bit easier. We'll see how far the core goes. But I'm excited. Yeah. Pure GE gonna bring my Mister. I'll bring that. I'll show that off. I'll be naked there.
And I mean, the Saturn core is like in a much better place now than it was for last year's PRGE, which was only like, what, 6 months ago? Mm-hmm. It's made such huge strides since then. So yeah, that definitely is going to actually be like a viable choice for Saturn demos.
Yeah, and it'd be great to be able to switch out the every system, be like, hey, this is the future of retro gaming, the FPGA consoles, and show them all off. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would enjoy that.
Yeah. So. Hey, so are you going to do a gameplay stream after the show here, Pat?
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it. I'm actually not going to do a gameplay. I'm going to show off the Saru. I was into it last week, but I had to do... I do something more important, play Snatcher.
Right,
I have to listen to the fans. We listen to the fans. That's the goal of it. I like how this one's blank on that. You can see through it. And this one, solid. It's just the magic of technology. But yeah, I'm excited to... I got snutched. That sounds pretty not good. Oh, no, I got snatched. I thought you said I got snutched. That sounds very inappropriate. But no, I'm excited to play. We'll test out the Saru. We'll see which works, what doesn't. Apparently, I was talking online. Apparently, I had some issues with some of the fan translations, and somebody else got it working. So I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. Apparently, some people got it working. I had some issues with it, but I'll try it out. We'll try a bunch of different games. Will there be Gex? Absolutely, with hot steamy Gex every day of your life, man. Hot steamy Gex. That's what I'm all about. But yeah, we'll test it on the show.
After your gameplay, your Saru stream is over, Pat. After this show and after Pat's stream, everybody go to Shadow Mask's Twitch channel at Shadowbot_87. This is very exciting. He's going to be streaming the third of the trilogy of movies. He's going to do Clear and Present Danger, the VHS of Clear and Present Danger, starring Han Solo himself, Harrison Ford. So that's awesome. Can't wait.
You show Air Force One
Patriot
as well?
Games. No, he hasn't yet, I don't think. That would
Isn't
be cool.
That part
I don't
of the
think
trilogy?
That's technically... No, it's not. The first one is Hunt for Red October, which is, I think,
oh,
the,
this is Jack
the main
Ryan,
character.
Jack Reacher series, right, or whatever?
Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Sorry, what was I thinking? Reacher.
Yeah, different series.
Jack Reacher round?
Jack Reacher's a newer thing. Yeah, Jack Ryan. Hunt for October's first one, and then after that was Patriot Games, which Shadow Mask streamed a couple weeks ago. So yeah, he's apparently got his hands on a copy of Clear and Present Danger now. He's going to have that tonight.
Well,
so
what am I thinking
I will
of?
Be tuning
what
in.
What was the one where it's like Harrison Ford escapes from jail because he was framed? Which one is that one? I'm pretty sure that's the one that was part of the... It was like Air Force One. It was like that one. I forgot what it was called. Somebody fugitive,
no,
the fugitive,
one,
that's
on...
it, the fugitive.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think that's a Jack Ryan.
The Pete Buttigieg story, that's funny. But no, okay, yeah, the fugitive. Thank you. I'm stupid. I could have sworn the fugitive was part of the Jack Ryan series. Actually, I did not know that Red October was part of the Jack Ryan series. That was
yeah, well, because Harrison Ford wasn't the main character. He didn't play Jack Ryan in that one. I think Alec Baldwin did. And then they switched actors for Patriot Games to Harrison Ford.
That's
who then
fair.
Came back for Clear and Present Danger. Yeah.
That's
fun
interesting.
Facts.
That's interesting.
That had nothing
stuff.
To do with the Saturn.
Didn't somebody else, someone else, wasn't Tom Cruise Jack Ryan in one of the versions of it now? I could have sworn.
Probably. He probably has played him in one of those movies.
Yeah, was I could have sworn I was crazy. But I'm fairly sure.
Nope. I have the link now.
That's
to...
Jack Reacher. What's the difference? Is it the same universe or is it? Oh, the guy from The Office, that's who it is. I'm confused now. I'm sorry, guys. There's so many.
Here's the Shining
Ryan,
Force 3
Jack
Discord.
Reacher.
It's in chat.
All different authors. Honestly, I'm a big fan of Tom Clancy. I'm a big Clancy man.
Yeah, that's who wrote all those.
Wait, really?
All right,
Tom
so...
Clancy did the Jack Ryan series?
Yeah, I think, didn't he?
Really?
Am I wrong?
Somebody let me know if I'm dumb. Say I'm dumb in chat if it's not Tom Clancy. I'm fairly sure he didn't. I think it was a different writer. That's Tom Clancy.
Yeah,
he
Tom
did that?
Clancy. See,
really?
Neil Anderson, back me up. Yeah, pretty sure. It
I did
is.
Not know that. Jack Ryan. He did that. Yeah. I thought he just did the video
Another
games. Like you know, Ghost Recon. Did Rainbow Six.
He wrote books that those games are based off of.
Does that mean did he write the story for Siege before he died? Rainbow Six Siege?
I'm not sure. It does have his name on it. He probably did not write a book about that. I think like toward the end, Ubisoft just started like using his name and slapping it onto whatever and getting his estate to be like, yeah, sure. Looks great. But I don't know for sure. Maybe he wrote some obscure short story.
I do like Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell is a lot of fun.
That's it, Dan. Yeah, see, Tom Fun agrees.
Listen, I'm pretty dumb, guys. I don't know if you guys knew this. I'm a pretty dumb person. I don't know.
Look, we're about education here on the Shiro Show, and so you learned something today, Pat, and that's good. Everyone should learn something every day.
I did not know that, you know, like I said, nobody told me anything. They never, you know, no one ever was like, hey, Patrick. Yeah, I know. I'm getting the smarts. My brain. Good. Information is being inserted into my brain at a pace that makes my brain do things.
I think that's our show for today. Thanks for everybody for tuning in.
Yeah,
do you want to read our Patreon patrons?
I probably should do that.
Kindly funded this show and our podcast.
I need to take my hood off though. I can't see it.
Oh yeah, that's a problem.
My hood is blocking.
Clancy Wiggum.
Blocking my eyes.
Clancy Wiggum wrote.
Clancy Wiggum.
Jack Ryan series.
Jack Reacher.
I'm not reading that one out loud, Stuart Stapleton. Too lewd.
That's my technique. Anyways.
Yeah, that's your place.
Anyways, I'll read. So I want to give a big thank you to Murder of Crows, Emerald Nova, Johannes Fetz, Sega Steve, Blue Moon 95, Casual Seth, Cerulean, Chris Piper, Chris 1997XX, Daniel Fredrickson, David Zaney, Derek Pasquarella, a.k.a. A-Team. Thank you, my dude. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. We can talk about that later. I'll talk about the next show. Patrick Krindotaku, Jim Clasherank, Ian Keg, Jay Hersey, Linewig Publishing, Momfus, Normer Guy, Newt Rages, Robert Ramsey, Rowan, Dinked, Stone Steve, The Sega Guys, and Young Money Swee. Thank you again for all your support at the $10 level. If you guys want to get shout-out on the show, you can back at the $10 level, and you'll get shout-out, get some cool benefits like early Pandemonium videos, early Shiro videos when we do those, insider stuff, your name in the magazine, actually at the $1 level and above, and of course, access to the modems and all the cool stuff, early beta translations. There's a lot of cool stuff you get with it. Hopefully you guys are enjoying that. Like I said, getting some feedback would be great. So thank you again. Apparently it sent chat for private chat. Yeah, if somebody send me $100, I'll do a... No, I'm not going to do a new chat for $100. That's $1,000. If you get $1,000, I'll do a new chat with you. $1,000 donation, new chat happens. So ShadowMass actually said, Bob was asked about Saru in his weekly Q&A. He said he was waiting for a Shiro article on it. Pretty sure we did. Yeah, we wrote that up, so I'll send it to Bob. Let him know. I think we did post it to his website. So we'll go do that. I'll have Dave do that later. Pat After Dark. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that he had posted his big Saru story on Retro RGB.
Yeah.
I thought he had done that.
I thought he did too.
I was like, I'm waiting for Shiro to post the Saru story.
I don't know.
He did. Yeah.
I don't know. Bob, I don't know. I'll double check. I'm pretty sure Bob just had a brain
fart. Maybe he just forgot. Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, thank you everybody for all your support, whether you are a Patreon subscriber or you're not and you're just tuning in or you're talking with us on Discord or listening on podcasts. Thank you very much. We're glad that you are part of this Sega Saturn community. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and stick around. Like right now, after the show, we're gonna do the Saru discussion. We'll go through Saru. We'll see what works, what doesn't. We'll see how the interfaces. We'll give onions. Everyone loves onions, right? Everyone's a big onion fan.
Sure.
Onions are great. Dan's like, when is this going to stop talking immediately? Get Pat off the microphone, please. But no.
They were cutting your mic.
But yeah, no, thank you guys for watching. And remember, you must play Sega Saturn.
You must.